Good evening, everyone, and welcome to our carol service for this year. My name is Adam, and it's a great privilege to be able to share with you just a few reflections and a few thoughts on the Christmas story. Now, in the reading that we just had up on the screen, the angels promised the shepherds great joy for all people. That was one of the things that they said. And if your year has been anything like mine, that kind of sounds pretty nice, actually, the idea of great joy. That sounds pretty good. Because for me, and I'm sure your life is much the same as this, but since about September, I would say, I feel like I've been on this kind of sprint, like not a jog, but like a sprint ever since September. And up until today, and I feel like tomorrow, I'm just going to kind of fall over the finish line. And I'm sure you probably can relate to that. So I manage a couple of jewellery shops. And so if we want to have something ready for the end of the year, our preparation needs to be well in advance. And so September, October for us is a particularly intense period as we try to get ready for the end of the year. And so you have a busy September, October. But then there's this thing called Black Friday that comes along in November. And it's not Black Friday, is it? Like it's Black November now. It goes for the entire month and it's busier than Christmas. And so that's a particularly intense time for us at work. And then just around the corner, you've got Christmas as well, and it just keeps going. And so the last 4 months, I feel like I've been on this sprint, not a jog, a sprint, and as I said, I feel like I'm going to fall over the finish line tomorrow. And I'm sure lots of you probably feel much the same. Now, lots of people I've been talking to in the past week are expressing similar things and telling me similar stories. No doubt many of you have had to tick off lists of things to do before tomorrow. I'm sure many of you have had to go to your work Christmas parties. You've probably been out there shopping in Black Friday and at Christmas and all those things. And if you're one of the lucky ones like me, you've had to sit through one of those end-of-year school assemblies that kind of last for about 14 hours. You know the ones if you've got young kids. And I've worked out they've outsmarted us, haven't they, right? So they don't tell you when your kid's going to be on, do they? Because they're going to make you sit through the entire thing just until you get to see your kid up on stage. And so I'm sure many of us probably feel in the same boat, that we're just waiting, we've been ticking off all these things, we've been rushing to the finish line, and tomorrow sort of marks a day when it's kind of over. And so this promise of great joy for all people is pretty enticing, actually. There's other people in the world, though, where the hope for joy, it's a bit more serious than us, isn't it? The stresses that we have in Newcastle kind of pale in comparison to some of the things that other people in the world have to endure. Now, if you've been paying attention to the news, then, you know, all the usual suspects are on there, aren't they? If you've been watching the news, you've seen, no doubt, the war in Ukraine continues to go. We've been seeing what's happening in Gaza over however long it's been now. And then even a bit closer to home for us here in Australia the last few weeks, we've been dealing with what happened at Bondi as well. And so all of a sudden, the hope for great joy is a bit more serious, and it's a bit more in need, isn't it, when we think a little bit more broadly. But this is what the Christmas story promises us. The Christmas story comes and promises us great joy, and that is a very good thing. So the angels turn up in the middle of the night. They freak the shepherds out. I'm sure if you were one of the shepherds, that'd be a bit confronting. But they promise great joy for all people. But before we go too far, I think we need to make sure what is joy. We need to make sure we know what it is. Because joy is actually quite different from happiness, isn't it? I'm not sure if you've ever really thought through those two different things, but joy is different from happiness. They're not quite the same thing. I've heard someone explain it like this before, and I thought I'd share it with you because I thought it was helpful, the difference between joy and happiness. So my wife, she is from Gunnedah. That's not the definition of joy, just in case you're wondering. But in Gunnedah, they've got this funny thing up there where they get their drinking water for the town from, you know, the rivers and the dams and that sort of thing. But they've also got this deep underground water source that's just there. Like, I don't really know how that works, but there's just this deep underground water source that is just always there. It's something that the town can always tap into. And so even if there is a drought happening above the ground, even if there's been no rain and other people are on water restrictions, below the ground there is this water source that the town can tap into, and so they're never in need. It's just always there. And that's a bit like the difference between happiness and joy. See, happiness is what happens above the ground. Happiness is kind of what's happening at the surface level, but joy is much deeper than that. Happiness can come and go. It can be here one day, gone the next. But joy, which is that thing that sits below the surface deep down, it can always be there. And that is what these angels are promising us. They promise the shepherds, and that's a promise to us as well. A joy which is always there, despite our circumstances. And so how is the Christmas story great joy for all people? Well, it's in the very next sentence. So the angels promise great joy for all people because today in the town of David, a saviour has been born to you. See, this is the Christmas story. That God has seen our world, he has seen our predicament, and he has done something about it. He has entered into our world as a man to not just experience it, though he does, but to save us as well. So if you rewind 2,000 years ago, the world back then, it wasn't actually too different from the world that we experience today. The shepherds and Mary and Joseph and the wise men and all the people that we know from the Christmas story, they lived in a world similar to ours. One that was full of grief and war and persecution and oppression and all of those things. A world very much like our one. But the Christmas story tells us that God has seen all of that, both then and now. He has seen all of that and he is doing something about it. He is coming as a saviour. He is coming to rescue us, both from the things that we do to one another and from the things that people do to us. He is coming to rescue us. It is a promise to repair the world that we live in. And that is a repair that started 2,000 years ago. It's a repair that will continue until the end of time. And so the reason why the Christmas story brings great joy, rather than just happiness, is because whatever our current circumstances are, no matter how difficult that might be, no matter what is happening above the ground and how tricky it is, we know the bigger picture, don't we? See, we know the bigger story. We know that the arrival of Jesus means great joy for all people. He has come as a saviour. He has seen our predicament. He has entered into our world and he is repairing it. And so, friends, that is why the Christmas story is great joy for all people. And so I trust that you might continue to reflect on that tomorrow and over the next few days. I'd also encourage you that as we continue to sing the songs that we're going to sing tonight, I'd encourage you, if you're not someone that normally goes to church, maybe just continue to reflect on that, this great joy that is on offer. But also consider, why is it that people keep coming to do this? Like, what is it that is just so captivating about this man that was born 2,000 years ago? What is it that drives us to keep coming back here? And it is because it is great joy for all people.